Welcome to 10 Good Minutes, a podcast from Mustang Church of the Nazarene. My name is Pastor BJ, and I'm hosting today as we try to figure out ways to get more connected with our church members, hear about things that are happening in our ministry areas, and just having some fun together. Today is different. It's something that we've never tried before. We are doing a double co-host episode. And what I mean by that is that today I'm joined by Pastor Noah and by Megan Wilbanks. So,
AKA Ginger.
So you're approved on Facebook to actually be yourself now.
Yeah, it actually took like over 4.5 months since I decided to just go by me. And it was a saga. I sent them my mail, my ID, everything. And then last night they were just like, oh, it's fine. Your name is okay now. It hadn't been previously.
Your name's always been great.
Yeah, I thought it was a good one myself, but
it has been an interesting saga to follow.
It has. It's very strange. I will get calls from like DHS staff who are like, "Hi, I'm calling for Ginger." Oh, that's me. But maybe you could call me Megan.
Now you can use the government name, and it's even government approved.
It is. It
Facebook
is.
Facebook approved might be more critical to get through.
I feel like it's that like I don't have the blue check mark, so I'm not there yet. But I feel like I'm still kind of like maybe allowed to just be me now.
Yeah. And so, well, anyway, for people that may not be familiar with you guys, and I know that that's funny to say to one of you who's on full-time staff here, why don't you just say your name and what your role is here at the church? And then I'm going to guide us through a couple of things. For you guys have an event in each ministry area that you lead that's happening on the same day.
Yeah.
So what I want you to do is I want you to ask the other one questions about that event of how they can get involved and all that sort of thing. So young man, what's your name?
Well, I'm Pastor Noah Terry, and I'm the youth pastor here. We have an event coming up called Naz Jazz Cafe. It is the return of a long-loved event that happened last year. It's going to be a pretty good time.
Yeah.
Still the same purpose of all the money is going to go to NYC 26 now that we're looking ahead to the future. So that's going to be, it's going to be a fun time.
And so Noah, that's if awesome. You were a kitchen appliance, what kitchen appliance would you be and why?
Ooh, I do love this question. I think now it's going to be my digital scale that I have for making coffee and the right measurements. Because that has revolutionized my life.
Wait, how do you make coffee with the right measurements?
Well, it's just like a different like gram and like percentage of like what like how you want your coffee.
Yeah.
Well, it's been new for me too. I just have been watching a bunch of YouTube videos on like how to make the perfect pour over.
Okay.
And that's been really important to me.
Yeah, you need to talk to Deanna about that. She worked at a award-winning coffee shop in Detroit that would like travel the world and compete in pour over and latte art.
Ooh, I gotta talk to her about that
because she has like the process of burping beans and all kinds of stuff like that.
That's awesome.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Yeah. She said, "No, you gotta burp the beans first."
Oh yeah, no.
So you have good coffee every day in your house?
Yeah, most days.
Okay.
I was gonna say good coffee is important.
See, we are tea drinkers, so we have good tea in our house. So like, Alan actually found some tea from Turkey. And it comes like straight from the farms and everything. Ooh. It doesn't get processed through anything. It is the most delicious chais you've ever had, but he's a pour over. Like,
I currently have Turkish coffee in my house. Shout out to my father-in-law. It's his birthday and he's the one who gave me that coffee.
Nice. He just had his last cup of Turkish coffee that he brought home with him this summer. So,
So Pastor Noah, you were excited about the long-standing tradition of Naz Jazz, which goes back 1 year.
Yes,
but
yeah,
it was epic,
a whole year.
Even more epic this year. So young lady, what's your name and what's the role that you play on our team here at Mustang?
So my true name, my real self, is Meg Wilbanks, and I run Fostering Our Village with Sherry Bolton. And our event is Galentine's Day. We're doing a brunch. We're doing it very different than we've done before because we've never done it before.
Hey,
so there's
it's the
that.
First of many.
Yes, it's going to be hosted. Well, it's sponsored. The food is sponsored by IHOP. So they're actually bringing out a whole grill setup and everything. They're going to cook fresh food for all the ladies that come. And then we have a boutique that donated quite a decent bit of inventory of their brand new like women's boutique clothing. So we're going to have the whole gym set up as a women's boutique. And we put a little twist on it of just pay what you can. So you can come get some stuff. You can either just make a straight donation. You can get some stuff for your donation, have some great outfits. And your teens are helping me. So they're double shifting on that Saturday.
It's going to be a busy day for them. It's going to be a busy weekend. We also have the Super Bowl coming up.
Yep.
Is that the same weekend?
That's the same weekend.
See, I'm so out of tune with football,
too. We have a crazy weekend every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is usually in February, too.
We'll have to have some TV on somewhere that has the game for all the people that really need it.
Yeah.
You know, like the people that can't get through the Super Bowl without knowing what's going on, kind
of. Or seeing the commercials that have not been very good in the last few years.
Yeah, they haven't really.
So Noah, why don't you interview, as the co-host that you are, interview Megan a little bit about what Fostering Our Village is and how it serves our community, all those sorts of things.
Yeah, for those who don't know, share a little bit about the story and the heart behind, like, Fostering Our Village, which formerly was the Rainbow Room.
Yeah. So we started out as the Rainbow Room in Cindy Bray and Steve Bray's garage, actually, which was incredible. They fostered, I think the number that I heard, and I'd have to verify it fully with them, was they fostered 45 different children.
Wow.
Their children are adopted. They are just some incredible people who have definite heart for children. So obviously when you have that many children come through your home, you have a bunch of extra just stuff sometimes, because not every one of those 45 kids is going to like the same thing, like same color, be the same size, you know. So she started out of her garage and hosted many, many families through there, getting any supplies they needed for placements, emergency placements, planned placements, adoptions, all of that. She grew out of that. And so Mustang NAS had kind of taken over, giving her space and letting her host out of here. And then she actually had a different calling come up, which was to become a paraprofessional in the school district, which I have a huge heart for, because my child has needed a paraprofessional for her whole schooling so far. And so it kind of became time for her to shift and turn that over. So Sherry and I took it over. Sherry had been a long-term volunteer for the Rainbow Room, having been a foster and adoptive parent herself. One little known fact is Alan and I were actually having our home visit the night that I found out I was pregnant with Addie. And then, of course, I was just pregnant forever after that with Rory and all the other things that came along. So we haven't gotten back to fostering, but our heart is definitely there in it, and just making sure kids have a great future no matter what they've come from. So we have turned it into Fostering Our Village moving forward. And we have been seeing on average about 200 to 250 kids come through each week and get whatever their basic needs are. Socks, underwear, clothing, warm clothes this week. We've had a huge, huge rush on warm clothes this week. And so it's been great. Yeah, we just want to help kids, help people have what they need and not feel left out because they don't have basic necessities.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Yeah. It's been really cool to like watch from the sidelines and get a front row seat to see what God is doing in the life of it.
Yeah. So Sherry's been keeping a journal, actually, and it's been incredible. We legitimately see God move every single day in there. And it's not even like, today it even happened. Sherry wasn't even here. So Sherry, you'll have to listen to the podcast because you need to put this in your journal. But she's been keeping a journal for us of the amount of time it takes for a need to be met and just the incredible things that we've seen God do moving in there. And I'm talking literally, we have a family come, we don't have exactly what they need. And we're watching them get into the car as we get a phone call that someone's bringing exactly what they needed because they just found it in their attic and wanted to bring it to us, and were we still open, kind of thing. Same thing happened today. A DHS staff member brought some children in to get stuff that they needed. Didn't have something for one of the children, and 2 minutes after they walked out of the door, had an entire wardrobe brought in that would fit that child and be exactly what his needs and wants were as far as his likes. And it's just daily, it's incredible, and I hope it is never not incredible.
So I just think that, like, I know, I think you can talk about the goodness of God all the time and not just and just not, I haven't found a time that I'm not really emotional talking about how God provides and the really unique ways that we see God at work in the world around us.
It's one of those things too that, like, I don't ever want to lose the awe of it. Like, when it starts becoming normal is when I'm going to be like questioning myself, because it's not normal. Even though it happens every day in there, it's still just so incredible that it can't be ignored for what it is.
Yeah, so taking all that into account, you'll have this event coming up.
Yeah.
A Galentine's event.
Yeah.
Can you share a little bit about, for people who aren't familiar with Galentine's Day, that that like phrasing, what is this event? What's going on?
So it's mainly for the ladies. For your gals, you can bring your friends, have everyone come over. And it's just a time to have community, have fellowship with each other. We don't really have a structured, like, well, this is the plan and this is the agenda of the event. It's really just to have fellowship and to just be together in a moment that the world agrees is the time to celebrate love and love each other, acknowledge God's love for us, and then also pour that back into helping out, fostering our village, and making sure that our needs for our families are able to be met throughout the year financially.
Yeah. And, it's great to have that event. And for anybody that is wondering more of the story of Fostering Our Village, I know that there are a couple of channels that they can look up.
Yeah.
Right now it's on the homepage of MustangNaz.org. You can just click the window that says Fostering Our Village, or it's just MustangNaz.org/the village. And that's the official direct link from the church. But I know that you have a really large Facebook community.
We do. We have a Facebook page, and then we have a Facebook group, and we're kind of that's kind of been restructured in the last month. So it's all kind of moving forward as it's going to move forward. So the group is Fostering Our Village Group.
Yeah.
For now, we'll probably drop that group portion of the name at some point. But for now, that's what it is. But
once it's functioning and everybody's like, oh, this is where I go to get.
Yeah, this is where the information is. And then we'll be able to narrow it down a little more. Yeah.
And speaking of information, as the great co-host that you've already been, can you interview Noah a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
About
So Noah, Naz Jazz, I apparently during our Galentine's Day, I'm going to be vocally warming up because I've been told I have a duet. So what kind of like music should people expect? How does the night kind of flow?
Well, I'm excited that we're going to get to do this event again. It was born out of a joke that Pastor Nate made to me, where he was like, what about like a Naz Jazz? Isn't that funny? And I said, oh, well, actually, let's just take it and run with it. And we took it, ran with it, and with the help of our students, pulled off this really, and so many different volunteers, that if I started naming, I couldn't like stop thanking people for what they provided for it. But it was just a really awesome event. It was really fun to get together and hear the voices of our students, and some of them shared about like their heart behind going to Nazarene Youth Conference, because that's what this event was born from, is that we needed another fundraiser to help kids get to Nazarene Youth Conference, which is just, for those who are like just tuning into the podcast, like this is it's a really life-changing event, and you can ask any of our students that just got to go this past year about some of the really awesome things. And to hear the stories of what happened at that week, I would start crying if I just talked about NYC.
It was incredible.
Or if you rode on a bus. Those were tears of pain and anguish, because we were on that bus for roughly 27 hours. And
with how many kids last year?
Oh, it's 40 or 50. I don't know.
Oh,
it was a packed house.
I don't know if my sanity would handle that. I'm glad you're the youth.
I did get kicked in the face on that bus. And it's a hilarious story. Evan thinks it's really funny because he's the one who kicked me in the face.
Naturally.
At 4:00 in the morning, right before our tire popped, and we were on the road, on the side of the road for a couple hours.
You just want to make sure you were awake.
Yeah, you know, it was like the first sleep I got in the last. It was a love kick.
Was it one of those like he's dreaming kick you, or like,
yeah, it was like I was laying on the ground because it was like the first place I had gotten the cold hard steel of
the rumbling bus
was the first place that felt
going
comfortable.
Uphill both ways, right?
Yeah. And Evan like shifted in his seat and like kicked me right in the face.
Oh no.
And I was like, all right, well, if I don't sleep until we get back to Trinity, I'm fine.
I mean, if you don't come back bruised, did you really get to go to NYC?
Yeah, that's so true.
Right.
But no, Naz Jazz was like, it was born out of that. And you'll hear a couple of the students sing a jazz chart that's really famous. Last year, Addie did Almost There from The Princess and the Frog.
Wow.
And then we did a couple other, like, there were a couple other jazz tunes. That was the one that, like, really came to my mind. And you'll hear
it's going to be a plethora of music.
You'll hear a plethora of jazz tunes. And then I've heard a rumbling that Colton Cummings has gotten this entire like fleet of people from UConn,
which he has a history of writing that check and then cashing that check.
Yeah, he does.
So he was last year Christmas, right?
Or yes.
Okay.
So he brought most of the friends that he could for Christmas Eve when we did the
which was
the
incredible,
amazing, you know, cloud opening.
Yeah.
Band for Seven Nation Emmanuel.
But, yeah.
This year, I heard he's getting some combos together, and he's probably actually coming into day.
So
help
basically,
me work on
if
kits.
You miss it, you're really missing.
Yes, because it is the UConn Jazz Band will be here for one night only of Naz Jazz. So February 9th is the time to come. Now,
so that's Friday, February 9th.
Friday, February 9th.
Is
now,
the UConn guys
Friday, coming. February 10th, we will still have Naz Jazz Cafe. We won't have a live
Amy
band.
And I have our duet that
yeah,
night.
Amy
so.
And you
so
have
you
your.
Can't miss
so you probably won't miss Saturday, is what I'm saying.
I heard that Saturday's tickets just like doubled in like scalping value.
I mean, yeah, I think they're going for the Taylor Swift prices.
Yeah.
$1,000 for front
Insane.
Row.
We might even have friendship bracelets.
Yeah, you never know. There could be friendship bracelets.
Jazzy friendship.
Jazzy.
Bracelets.
Yeah.
They'll say things like cool cats and
with a Z.
Yeah.
You just have jazz hands.
K-O-O-L.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I just hinted to tickets do exist for this event.
Tickets do exist for this event.
Because we're trying to reach certain dollar amounts.
Yeah. And so it'll be $15 for all that jazz from the students.
All that jazz.
And you'll get a dessert as well.
Does everybody want to be a cat? That's...
I think everybody does.
Okay.
Because this event is one that... was really talked about, and if you missed it, this is your next opportunity to show up.
This is it. And if you miss it this time, it's going to be a whole nother year.
It's going to be a whole nother year. Also, it's a great date night.
Yeah.
Because it is the weekend of Valentine's Day.
And actually, if I remember correctly from last year, you guys had like the mood setting.
Yeah.
Kind of, it was very jazzy cafe.
Yeah, it is very cafe.
Okay.
And the desserts are like from different local bakeries, and we had some fresh made, like, pineapple upside down cake from Miss Eunice, and it was
I will say I've had that cake and it is quite it's life changing.
It is literally my favorite thing on this earth.
Very delicious.
Yeah. Well, and people may be wondering, how are these events, other than being on the same day, connected? One thing that I think we'd be remiss if we didn't highlight on the way out, because we're at about 17 minutes now.
Yeah.
What I love about both of these is they exist for people not just in the church, but people who aren't here yet.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of people who would struggle to come and hear a worship band concert.
Yeah.
But if they're like, oh, it's my friends playing jazz, not only will I come and watch, but I may come and participate and join.
Absolutely.
And so for Naz Jazz, that's something where it's like really critical for our students to have practical ways to invite their friends into something that's not regular church. And to have them learn that this is a safe place where if you play an instrument, we will figure out ways to have you use it.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
So like, we have no shortage of that. So the goodwill that we've built up in that for years now is pretty good. And then of course the Galentine's event, intimidating about pancakes?
Yeah. And also, like, I forgot. So there's no tickets. It's free to come. So you're going to come have a free IHOP lunch, which is, I mean, cheaper than going to IHOP.
Yep.
So there's that. But also, you're just going to hang out with cool people, listen to, maybe we'll put on some jazzy tunes in the background.
Yeah.
To kind of lead up to the night.
Yeah. And, you know, for either of these things, obviously it does take some funds to make those happen. And there may be people who would not be able to attend, but would still want to support. You guys can always make a donation out there
Absolutely.
In the metaverse to MustangNaz.org/give. And then just in the other line, either put Fostering Our Village or put Naz Jazz. And that's going to help these events happen. It's going to help them be done really, really well and at a high quality, and help us kind of have some data. Like, this is where I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit. I'm kind of the data guy on our staff, where it's like, if I can prove something was effective, we're going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
And if I can prove something was ineffective, we're going to move on and find something that's a little bit easier for us to pull off. Because
I keep all kinds of numbers for that exact reason.
Numbers are our friends.
Yeah.
I don't come across as an organized person, but Noah will tell you, it's kind of scary when you get back into the
depths. That's very true.
Much. So
I just keep a note. Mine is all handwritten in a notebook right now, but I could get you your numbers.
Yeah. All of my stuff is on sticky notes.
I feel, yeah. Or receipts, I feel like, on your desk.
Yeah, duct tape.
Oh, but the new desk just dropped for our new season of the pod. Like,
so, well, guys, we've had a ton of fun, and we are definitely over 10 minutes. The good news is many more of these than 10 were good. So yeah. I'm hopeful
we'll
that
have
our listeners
at least 10 good-ish in there.
Yeah. So to quote one of my favorite Christian authors, Carrie Newhoff, he says, it doesn't matter how long your content is. It could be 10 minutes or it could be 100 minutes. If it's compelling, people will stay.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for providing compelling conversation with us today. Thank you for leading excellent ministries and excellent events that are coming up that people can plug into. And for all of you out there in the metaverse listening, we'd love to invite you to come to church this Sunday at 10:30, 9:30 for Sunday school. And we have activities for all ages, all levels of spiritual engagement. And, you know, we do our best to make sure that everybody who walks through our doors feels valued, loved, and welcomed. Absolutely. And we can't wait to see you. And if you are going to come, you can fill out a connection card just to let us know that you'll be here by going to mustangnaz.org and clicking on plan a visit. So that's all the time that we have for today.
Awesome.
I hope that at least 10 of these minutes have been as good for you out there as they have been for us. Till next time, stay classy, Metaverse.